It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
I'm Steve Scher. Whidbey Island is home to Naval Air Station and these planes. The EA-18 Growler. Earlier in the month, we did a story about resident complaints about this noise. Well, several listeners wrote in to complain about our story. They said the sound of growlers flying overhead wasn't a problem at all. In fact, resident Raina Hull-Walton calls it the sound of freedom. We'll hear from her in a moment. But this is how resident Kate Andrews described the sound of the growlers in our earlier story.
When they go by, when four are flying in formation and they're at 134 decibels, 200 feet above my home, there's no escaping it. I've described it as ripping the fabric of the universe because that's what it sounds like.
Ross Reynolds spoke with one resident, Raina Hull-Walton, who disagrees with that description.
Well, they're loud, but we knew that, you know, when we purchased our first house, you know, you sign a disclosure saying you're aware of the jet noise. And we always found it to be kind of exciting and fun to get to see the airplane. You know, people pay a lot of money to go watch air shows and go, you know, see the Blue Angels. And for us, we got to have a show on sometimes a daily basis.
Well, some folks feel as though the noise is causing hearing loss. So what would you say to them?
It probably could. You know, it is very loud. I do understand that. I know that Ms. Andrews in your previous interview said that anything over 85 decibels could cause extreme health problems. You know, she listed a list of things like heart attack and diabetes. But other things that are over 85 decibels would include blow dryers. But you don't hear them protesting blow dryers outside of hair salons on a daily basis. A lot of things cause hearing loss. You have to make that decision yourself.
You know, there's the suggestion that after many decades there, the Navy should consider moving those jets to another location. What do you think about that?
Well, I know she said that she was concerned about the citizens there being affected by the airplane. Why wouldn't she be just as concerned about them being affected anywhere else? The other thing, too, is that they're really valuable to our economy. I know that we are homeowners on Whidbey Island, and I'd be really concerned about our home value. Having the base there does help keep things kind of normalized. When the rest of the country had a giant dip, Oak Harbor was, and really all of Whidbey Island, it helps to insulate those prices so that they don't have those giant dips and giant swings upward and downward. I think that's a good thing.
Now, how would you characterize the views of people who live in the flight paths of those jets on Whidbey Island? Do you think they mostly agree with you in that they're accepting, or most of them are annoyed and want the jets to leave?
I think most of them would probably agree with me. I think that the group that is anti-airplane there is a very small group. And I think that many of them have moved there recently and are not families that have lived there for 40 or 50 or 100 years. I'm a fourth or fifth generation person to live there. My family has no issue with it. Even my 96-year-old grandmother, who lives in the flight path, has no problem with it. She enjoys seeing the airplanes. So I think it's something where people move there, they sign this form, and they feel like, oh, it's not that bad. Oh, how much noise can these airplanes make? And then when they realize that there are airplanes and they do make noise, then they're offended by it in some way, which I think is just not very realistic.
Kate Andrews told us, yeah, I remember signing that form, but I didn't know it was going to be this bad.
Yeah, well, they're airplanes. Airplanes aren't quiet. You know, I mean, we can't send hang gliders in to Afghanistan to protect our troops. It's just not very realistic.
It's Raina Hull-Walton. She recently relocated temporarily due to her husband's job in the military, but spent most of her life on Whidbey Island.